Senate Bill 13, an act to revise certain municipal and school election procedures.
Madam Chairman, members of the committee, again, Chris Nelson. This is the last of the Senate bills we'll be bringing to you. This deals primarily with two different items applying to both city and school elections. The first one is the poll hours. Primary and general elections, our poll hours are now 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. local time. Our voters in some areas are getting used to voting before they go to work, from 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. In city and school elections, right now, their poll hours are 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. with a local option to open at 7 a.m. if they want to. And of course, we like local options. But what we are hearing from voters is there's some confusion there. They go to a primary or general election. They vote at 7:30 before they go to work. Then they show up at their city or school election at 7:30 and they're told, well, hey, the polls don't open until 8 o'clock. And we obviously want to, within affordable parameters, make voting as easy for people as we can. And we think having consistent poll hours from one election to the next is a positive step in that regard. And so what we're saying with this bill is that poll hours for city and school elections are going to be the same as they are for primary and general. It's going to be 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. The second thing that we're doing is dealing with the publishing of a sample ballot, and that's in sections 2 and 3. Currently, the sample ballot that's published for municipal elections is published at I think it's probably 2 weeks before the election. Whereas the samples that we publish for like a primary election are usually a week before the election. And as we are now combining more and more of our elections, we're being told by county auditors, hey, we'd like to publish where you're having a combined election. We want to publish a sample ballot at the same time. Doesn't make much sense to publish one 2 weeks before and the other one a week before. Voters are saying, what's the deal here? We want to publish them at the same time. And so basically we're using the same language for municipal as we do for our primary elections to allow for simultaneously publishing those. In Section 3, this has been a strange anomaly in our election laws for years and years. Schools have never had to publish a sample ballot. And so in Section 3, we're simply saying schools, you're going to publish a sample ballot just like municipalities do, just like counties do, so that the people that vote in school district elections have the same type of notice as to who the candidates are and what your ballot's going to look like as we do for everything else. And so that's a consistency issue there. Be happy to answer any questions.
Are there questions of Chris? Senator Olson.
Thank you. Chris, is there... I mean, basically, financially, what's the difference between a notice and doing a facsimile of the ballot?
It's the same thing. Your a facsimile means a sample or an image of, and so you put that image of in the newspaper as part of your notice.
Madam Chairman, are the size? I mean, is that all standardized, or I mean?
The size, usually the size that's put in there, it's the same size as the ballot itself, but we do have a provision that says you can reduce the size up to 50% as long as you don't get less than 8-point type. So there's a little bit of give and take there to allow them to fit it on the sheet of newsprint and also be as economical as they can with their spending.
Thank you.
Are there further questions of Chris? Thank you, Chris.
Thank you.
Are there other proponents to Senate Bill 13? Good morning and welcome.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the committee. David Bordewijk, South Dakota Newspaper Association. We just want to add our support to Senate Bill 13, particularly Section 3, dealing with the facsimile of official ballots for school elections. I know I've had calls from citizens who've been directed to me because they talked to their local newspaper, and then the local newspaper tells them to call our office in Brookings, and the calls from the citizens have been, well, why isn't there a facsimile ballot when we had our school election last week? And I've never been able to answer why that is. I just know that it's never been on the books, that requirement. And my only point being that people do look for that, and they notice when it's not there. So I would urge your support. Thank you.
Senator Vitter.
And it would be my understanding that the school district would pay for the sample ballot in the newspaper?
That's correct.
Are there further questions? Thank you, Dave.
Thank you.
Are there other proponents to Senate Bill 13? Proponents. Seeing none, are there any opponents? Any opponents to Senate Bill 13? I will close public testimony and ask for disposition of Senate Bill 13.
Madam Chairman.
Senator.
I move do pass.
The motion is do pass. Is Senator Reedy seconded? Is there further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of Senate Bill 13 signify by saying aye. Those opposed, no. The Secretary will please call the roll.
Senator Albers?
Aye.
Senator Dietrich?
Aye.
Senator Hagan?
Aye.
Senator Olson?
Aye.
Senator Reedy?
Aye.
Senator Bitter?
Aye.
Senator Hamm?
Aye. Motion carried.